Good morning. It's 8:17 a.m. on Friday, October the 16th, 2020. It's cold. It seems like just like day before yesterday, I asked if it was too hot, and now it's 30 degrees out here. I'm wearing my hoodie, I'm wearing my parka. I got my my heavy winter gloves on, and I'm still cold. I know it's cold. I'm building up a little heat. It's coming together here. Oh yeah, 30 degrees. Put the big hood back. I put the hoodie back, except then I get all the cold air down my neck. Frost on the rooftops, there's frost on the grass. It's fall. Anybody who hasn't got their tomatoes in, it's too late now. Oh, I just getting some reflected heat off one of those windows. It was amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to making the eastern turn there so I can get a little warm. So I hit my page goal yesterday. I edited the first 100 pages of Dark Knight Station. I'm about halfway through today's quota. I got to get back in time to do a board meeting for CIFWA, which will probably chew up most of the morning. I'm just sort of wandering around here, looking around at all the trees. There's some red ones. There's some naked trees here. Two that turned yellow earliest are now completely denuded of leaves. There's 4 that are yellow and red. And then there's two on the end here that are just starting to change. Although the leaves that have changed have really, really turned yellow and withered, whereas a lot of the leaves are still pretty green. Different kind of tree getting a different amount of water. Aspens all look yellow. There's a lot of aspen trees around here. They're not a great tree to have in a residential neighborhood because they spread. That's how they survive. In the mountains, they send out runners just under the surface. And those runners periodically break through a cluster of seedlings, cluster of sports underneath. And so groves of cedar spread, groves of cedar, aspens spread. And when the old trees die off, then the roots put up new shoots and fill the holes back in. It's assuming the spruces and the pines don't take over. Oh yeah. It's, I'm getting a smell of wood smoke, but I don't see any smoke plume this morning. Might just be somebody's fireplace. Oh, that sound feels good. I'm kind of dazed and confused this morning. I've got my head in the story since about 6:30, and only put it down because of the time and realized that if I was going to get the walk in before I did the board meeting, I had to get moving. But my head is still in Dark Knight Station. It's still working through that. And I'm thinking ahead to the new Ishmael book. Well, I really like the story of the new Ishmael book, but I'm not sure I like what's there now. Having instantiated the idea a little bit, having come up with some pieces, I'm like, is this the right... the right story. Are these the right pieces, or is this really how this is supposed to? Is this what it's going to look like? And like, I don't know. Still asking for the ending of owner's share to change. It's like, no. No, it's not going to happen. Is there a chance? Yeah, but it's really, 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 really small. You've got a better chance of being hit by lightning. Because if that ending changes, then everything after it has to change. Everything, all of the whole path has to change. And I don't see the new path going anywhere interesting. I don't see the new path telling any kind of story I'm interested in telling. If anything, the path just ends there. That's it. We're done. Ishmael is over. No more Ishmael Huang. And that day will come, I think, eventually. But as long as there are still stories that I want to tell about this guy and the arc of his life, not just the arc of his book, not just the arc of this series, the arc of his life. I mean, the whole point of ownership, spoiler alert, somebody important dies at the end. The point of the ending of ownership isn't about getting knocked down. It's not about whether or not you get knocked down. It's about why getting knocked down is not the end of the world. It's the same with Finwell Bay, getting knocked down is not the end of the world. The question is, how do you recover? How do you rebuild? How do you come back? How do you evaluate what happens after tragedy? How do you evaluate what happens after what you think might have been a charmed life suddenly becomes a whole lot less than charmed? Now, this is, I mean, this is an old idea. This is an idea that I've been banging around for a very long time. And so, right at the moment, everybody is sort of facing it at the same time. It's like, everybody is facing a catastrophe. Everybody's facing a tragedy. Come on up on it. Get ready to say it with me. Monk pose. Oh, that sound feels good. And we haven't really begun to see the actual tragedy is going to be yet. We've seen some pretty horrific precursors. For a lot of people, this is not an odd story. This is not a new story. This is not a foreign, alien tale of tragedy. It's their lives. It's what they do. It's where they get up in the morning and find a hole in their lives, because someone who used to be there isn't anymore. Sometimes tragically. That's what the honor share is about. I set it up to be kind of a nod to the Peter Principle. If you're not familiar with the Peter Principle, it's that in management, everyone rises to their level of incompetence. There are some exceptions, but the thing happens over and over again. And the mechanic is this: you get a job, you do the job well, you get a promotion. You do that job well, you get a promotion. You do that job well, you get a promotion, or you move on to a new job that's a better job. You rise in the ladder. Until suddenly you don't rise anymore. And the reason you don't rise anymore isn't because somebody above you is holding you down necessarily, although that's definitely a factor. But the more common problem is that you've risen to your level of incompetence. You're no longer doing the job that you did well. And maybe that you're doing the job that you don't really like, and you really like the job you had before, but they offered you money and you took the job. Been there, done that. Could be you're bumping into a glass ceiling. Oh, we don't put women in those positions because they're not emotionally suited. If we've learned anything, we should have learned that men are not emotionally suited. To be in positions of power. I'm not sure anybody is, frankly. To make this sort of blanket generalization is kind of dumb. So what started out as a story about Ishmael finally rising to his level of incompetence. There's certain aspects of it there, yes. He's definitely operating in an area where he is not competent to be operating. But that's only like the MacGuffin. The real story is about how he grows. And the ending has to be the ending that it is. I've talked about this before, I know. The ending has to be that ending. I can change the details. I could change the... I can change the actual event to be something less visceral, less in your face, less emotional. I could. In fact, I thought very seriously about doing it. But it would be a lesser story. It would not be the same story. And yeah, I know, I appreciate that it's another instance of the disposable women trope. But the disposable women trope is about disposing of women in order to drive some sort of consciousness into the motivation for the main character. And while at one level that's probably true, the other part of it is it's more about how do you respond to the tragedy of it. In a way that is authentic. In a way that's not save the damsel. In a way that's I don't know what to talk about anymore. But no, that ending is not going to change. That's the ending the story needed. And a lot of people don't agree with the way Ishmael dealt with Greta. I know. A few people have said that's kind of messed up. And yeah, it is kind of. But, you know, people are messed up. We do the best we can. Which takes me back to the next Ishmael book, and I'm thinking, really, is this the best I can do? I don't think so. There, I feel like I've talked something through. I need to get Dark Knight Station finished. I want to get it formatted and ready, so when the cover comes in, all I have to do is put the cover on it and shove it over to Amazon. But at any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.